95.3 Connect FM.
Mondays and Fridays, it's Ditka and Johnny. Fridays, it's Bill Melberg, our political humorist and satirist. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And greetings, Connect FM listeners.
Bill, I'm sure you'll agree, this has been quite a news week.
Yes, it certainly has been, Stevie. And since this week's news has come from around the world, let's begin with Monday's G20 summit in Mexico.
About in Mexico?
Well, Stevie and Diane, you might call it the Seinfeld Summit, because like the Seinfeld show, it was a summit about nothing. leaders from around the world came together and achieved absolutely nothing.
Well, isn't it true that there were some close encounters of the unpleasant kind at the summit?
Yes, that's true. First, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron and Argentina's President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner had what can only be described as a very chilly encounter at the G20 summit. It seems the Argentine president would like to fight the Falklands War all over again. It was a subject that Prime Minister Cameron refused to discuss, so he turned his back on her and walked away. Next, Russia's President Vladimir Putin and our fearless leader Barack Obama had their own cool encounter, as described in this report from CBS News.
As the G20 Economic Summit wraps up in Mexico this afternoon, President Obama and other world leaders are set to call for more efforts to improve economic growth and to create new jobs.
On Monday, Mr. Obama met with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss several issues, including the uprising in Syria. Nora O'Donnell is traveling with the president in Los Cabos, Mexico. Nora, what do we know about Putin and Obama?
Well, good morning. It was their first face-to-face meeting since Vladimir Putin regained power, and the meeting lasted nearly 2 hours. As one top advisor to the president said, they started talking about Syria, and they didn't want to stop talking about Syria. But it was so interesting in their remarks after their meeting, the two men barely looked at each other. You could just feel sort of the tension between them, and the body language really represented how far apart the two leaders remain on the issue of Syria. Now, they said that they both support some political transition, but it's clear that President Obama did not get an agreement from Russian President Putin to push Bashar al-Assad out of power. That's what the U.S. wants. They think that's the way to end the violence in Syria. And interestingly, apparently, President Obama got a bit of a lecture from Putin about some other failed transitions that are going on around the world. The issue for Russia, of course, they blocked.
Wow. Putin gave Obama a lecture, and their body language revealed the tension between the two men. Join us now is to analyze that body language is our resident expert from the Institute of Knowledge and Learning, Dr. Arnold Heimerdinger. Dr. Heimerdinger is a chairperson of the Department of Presidential History and adjunct professor of presidential body language at the Institute. Good morning, Dr. Heimerdinger.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane. It's great to be back on Connect FM once again, giving you my expert analysis.
Dr. Heimerdinger, what did Vladimir Putin's body language tell us?
Well, Stevie, Vladimir Putin's body language told us that he is a very confident, strong, mature, and masculine.
And what about President Obama's body language?
Stevie, President Obama appeared nervous. He looked uncomfortable, and he came across, if you'll excuse the expression, as a wimp.
Well, thank you, as always, Dr. Heimerdinger, for your expert analysis. And we look forward to having you back to talk about the body language when Barack Obama debates Mitt Romney this fall. But now we want to turn to another one of the big stories this week, the heat wave that is so much of the country roasting. And here to talk about the hot weather is Academy Award winner, Nobel laureate, and former vice president, it's Al Gore.
Olé, 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 olé.
President Al Gore.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Stevie. Hi, Diane. I hope your air conditioning is working.
Indeed it is. Well, most of the country has been caught in the grips of an early summer heat wave. And since you're so closely associated with the weather and all of that, I'm wondering if you can tell us what's causing this unusually warm weather, Vice President Gore.
Well, Stevie and Diane, it's not only warm, it's hot. Now, what's causing this hot weather? What's the underlying problem that's leading to these record hot temperatures? Well, the answer can be found in one word. Global warming.
That's two words.
Global warming is two words?
Yes, of course.
Huh. I almost thought it was one word. Well, you learn something new every day.
Well, indeed you do, sir. And we're going to learn about outer space in just a moment because space was back in the news this week following the launch of another Chinese spaceship, including China's first female astronaut. Let's listen to this brief report from Chinese television describing the launch.
And another giant leap for womankind. China's first female astronaut, Liu Yang, has blasted off to space on the country's most ambitious space mission yet. The Shenzhou 9 blasted off from the remote Gobi Desert to make China's first manual space docking at the orbiting Tiangong lab. Is carrying a crew of three. This was them before they took off. The astronauts will get to the space lab in a couple of days' time. If the docking is successful, it will take China one step closer to setting up its own space station in 2020.
All right, joining us now to tell us about China's latest space mission is an expert on the Chinese space program. He's Professor Peter Laurie of the Chinese Studies Department of the Institute of Space History. Good morning, Professor Laurie.
Good morning, Stevie.
Professor, what can you tell us about this latest Chinese space mission?
Well, Stevie and Diane, the Shenzhou 9 spaceship was launched on Saturday, and it docked with the Tiangong 1 experimental space station on Monday. It's another step in China's long-term program to build a full-size space station by 2020 and to send men and women to the moon by 2025. As we speak, the three astronauts on board are enjoying egg drop soup, sweet and sour chicken, crispy noodles, rice and tea.
Professor Laurie, I understand there was another bit of news from farther out in space earlier this week, sir.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Voyager 1 space probe launched in 1977, has now reached the outer edge of the solar system and is about to enter the realm of interstellar space, heading out toward the stars and the rest of our Milky Way galaxy.
Just how big is our Milky Way galaxy?
Stevie, I think my colleague, Professor Eric Idle, can answer that question better than I can, and here he is.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Well, there you have it. Eric Idle describing the mind-boggling size of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll be talking once again with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago, and we'll be hearing an exclusive audio clip of President Obama's reaction to the news that the House of Representatives plans to cite Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt of Congress. So stay tuned. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, it's Louie the Alligator from the Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival, June 29th and 30th in downtown Champaign. Live blues music all weekend long, some of the nation's top barbecue, and much, much more. Go to bluesbrewsandbarbecuefest.com for details.
Hey, this is Rob Meister, owner of Menachie's, with a very peculiar message for you. Olive Garden and Biaggi's actually have pretty good food for a pretty good price.
Huh? What?
But only at Menachie's restaurant are you going to get locally handmade Italian food where your money stays local. 96 cents of every dollar spent at Menachie's stays in town. At the other places, maybe about 50 cents. So when you're trying to think of which Italian place you're going to go, come to the place that takes care of your community. Menachie's, corner of 1st and Springfield, Italy without the airfare.
The Green Tag event is underway at Shelby Motors. This is Jennifer Shelby inviting you to take advantage of fantastic savings on new 2012 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. 0% for 72 months on the hot new Chrysler 200 or 0% for 60 on 12 Town & Country and Grand Caravan or $2,750 in consumer cash. New Dodge Avengers have 0 for 72 or $3,000 consumer cash. Want even more? Up to $7,700 off select Ram trucks or 0% on many new Jeep models.
Shelby Motors, 1906 Moreland Boulevard, Shelby Motors. Motors.com.
Hungry for some summer fun? Join the Champaign Park District, American Family Insurance, and 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM for the 42nd annual Taste of CU in Westside Park, June 22nd through the 24th. Enjoy tasty treats from some of the area's best restaurants. Sample the sounds of talented musicians. Or purchase your next piece of art from participating vendors. There's sure to be something for everyone at Taste 2012. And proceeds benefit the Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Program. So come out and enjoy the fun.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we have the proven expertise to help you navigate today's complex financial environment, manage investment risk, and design a customized plan. Contact us today at Provident Financial Group, 3017 Village Office Place in Village at the Crossing, Champaign. Call 366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Make your life easier this summer with quality lawn and garden equipment from Shambana Sales in Champaign. Visit their showroom for Echo trimmers, blowers, and zero-turn rides, and their line of Skag mowers made right here in the USA. New this year at Shambana is Gravely Commercial Equipment. Find out why they have grown to become one of the most respected names in commercial lawn and garden equipment. They offer professional and residential zero-turn mowers, walk-behinds, turf equipment, and a lot more. Visit Shambana Sales today, 3310 North Mattis, just north of I-74, Champaign.
Right now at Shambana, take an additional 10% off any Echo products.
Here is your Connect FM three-day forecast for your weekend here in Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service.
In a word, gorgeous. Sunny, high 85, down to 61. Sunshine tomorrow, high 87, low 65. Up to 91 on Sunday with a 30% shot at showers later and a low 61. Right now we're at 73. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
This Wall Street Journal update brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Check the latest now on the numbers, the Wall Street numbers. Back with Bill Melberg next at 8:50, 10 till 9.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Stocks are broadly higher. The Dow Industrial's up 58 at 12,631. The Nasdaq's up 7. The S&P 500 ahead 5. Tim Griske of Solaris Group says Europe remains Wall Street's main focus.
The next 7 days in Europe is extremely key. We expect a major announcement a week from today, and that it will be likely a market-moving event one way or the other.
Food companies are making breakfast cereal for children healthier by cutting sugar and adding whole grains, but they're offsetting those benefits by targeting kids with more ads for their unhealthiest products. Those are the findings of a Yale University study. Honda says it will recover its unsteady footing in the U.S. market in one swift stroke based on a fresher vehicle lineup, including a new Accord sedan due out this fall. The automaker says it's poised to restore its U.S. market share to double digits after falling to 9% last year. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service, Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-370-9953 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-370-9953. 1-800-370-9953.
Hey, it's Louie the Alligator from the Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival. June 29th and 30th in downtown Champaign. Live blues music all weekend long. Some of the nation's top barbecue and much, much more. Go to bluesbrewsandbarbecuefest.com for details.
All right, we are back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, a congressional oversight committee voted to charge Attorney General Eric Holder with contempt of Congress on Wednesday. The full House of Representatives likely to vote on the measure in the coming week. Meanwhile, President Obama has cited executive privilege in denying access to the documents that the House committee wanted to see in connection with the administration's disastrous Fast and Furious program, all of which seems to be turning into a growing scandal for President Obama. As, ironically, we mark the 40th anniversary of the Watergate scandal this month.
Yes, that's all true, Stevie. And Connect FM News managed to get an exclusive copy of President Obama's reaction to the Fast and Furious scandal. Here it is.
And I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
President?
Yes, sir.
There's Richard Nixon. That wasn't President Obama, Bill. That was Nixon. He was talking to the press at the height of the Watergate scandal 40 years ago.
Yes, I'm sorry, Stevie. My mistake. I am not a crook. But you know, thinking about the growing Fast and Furious scandal, perhaps President Obama should remember what President Nixon said on the day he, Mr. Nixon, was finally forced to resign from office. Listen to this.
If that is your wish, always give your best, never get discouraged, never be petty, always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them, and then you destroy yourself. And so we leave with high hopes, in good spirit, and with deep humility, and with very much.
Okay, that's Richard Nixon Well, perhaps the president learned that lesson, but it was too late, Bill.
Well, you know, it's interesting. At the beginning of Richard Nixon's presidency, he cited a sign that, as I recall, a student held up saying, "Bring us together," because it was a very divisive time in America's history with the Vietnam War
and so on. Yeah.
And so he started his presidency by saying, "That's my goal, to bring people together." And, of course, 4 years ago, Barack Obama promised to bring people together. But people talk about the economy being a failure, President Obama's economic policies. But perhaps his biggest failure here in these past 4 years is he hasn't brought America together. In fact, he's gone out of his way to divide us up and put us at each other's throats. You know, rich versus poor, and millionaires and billionaires, and the war on women, and all that sort of stuff.
Gonna be offensive.
And now we get to the point this week with Eric Holder, where we're starting to see a Watergate type scandal.
We will continue, obviously, to follow. I think it's appropriate we end with this.
Sure, global warming is two words.
All right, Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much.
Ask you well, I'll keep cool.
That's Bill Melberg in Chicago, an evening with thepresidents.com. What a beautiful weekend. Enjoy it. Nice to see you at Westside Park all weekend. Diane Ducey, have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We'll meet on Monday with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka.
Me, mine, and fire.
Have a great weekend.
Fire, feeling hot.